What is your name, please, ma'am?
Yes, sir. My name is Carol McCain.
Okay, Mr. McCain. Well, the Honorable Mr. Louis Kiwanis is going to conduct your hearing, so just hang on to the phone.
Ms. McCain, can you hear me clearly?
Yes, I can now.
Okay. Can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
Sure. It's Tara Kathleen McCain, R-A-Q-U-E-T.
And the ADC number?
226-894.
Thank you, ma'am, and good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
You are appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is about the one alleged violation listed on the warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing. Did you sign that form, ma'am?
Yes, I did.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you can hire, at your expense, a lawyer to represent you. See a new attorney with you while you're representing yourself today.
Yes, I am.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. In the hearing room today, we have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, and my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for your hearing.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I love you.
Also present in the room is our Community Corrections Hearings Officer, Mr. Respy, and he will be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer.
I see.
Before we get started, I need to swear you in, so Ms. Waukele and Mr. Respy do solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God and so you affirm.
I do.
I do.
Thank you. Ms. Waukele, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked, and keep in mind there's a separate motion that passes this hearing from phase one to phase two. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections, and we can talk about it, but keep in mind, the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. I'll begin phase one of this hearing by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the criminal ways of companies follows. Violation of condition number three, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at the New Solution, 4430 North 23rd Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, on or about November 3rd, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you're an absconder from supervision. Ms. Roque, is this true or false?
It's true, but there's a little more to it, so can I say, when I say false, I want to explain?
No, if you believe it's true, we're going to make a motion to pass this hearing from phase one to phase two, and you'll be able to speak or explain your position in detail during the second phase. If you're saying it's false, then we have to hear the allegation read to us from our community corrections officer. So is it true or false?
It's true.
Okay,
it's true.
Thank you. I will now make a motion to pass this hearing from phase one to phase two. Based on Ms. Roque's admission, I move to find her delinquent as she violated the terms and conditions of her supervision and that she may have or have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal and agreed upon by the Honorable Dr. Wright, the Honorable Mr. Johnson, and the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, Ms. Roque, we're going to continue with the second phase of your hearing, and it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Respy, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information about your case. If you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions, and you will be able to speak to the board in detail, okay?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. Mr. Respy.
Mr. Hughes was a resident of the Department of Corrections on June 11th, 2018.
She has a message February 19th, 2019 by ABC staff for no charges. She was back in UC custody on February 19th, 2019 with adjusted community supervision end date of October 17th, 2019, 108% days. Current conviction, 2013, armed robbery, 2 counts each for 7 years. Prior convictions, 2008, drug paraphernalia, 2 counts each for 1 year. 2008, narcotic drug violation, 2.5 years. This is her second term in DOC, CUIR score 2-2, mental health score 2, substance abuse score noted. Give me a second to look that up here. Substance abuse score is a 3. There's no gang information noted. Prior term of supervision, 2009, TIS release completion 10 months. Disciplinary violations are minimal. Under arrest, all arrests on record is all in charges that were processed, not processed or were filed. Her community risk score is in G1E1.
Thank you, Mr. West. We brought to you Ms. Rocay. I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections with the approved residence of the Solution in Phoenix, Arizona. On July 9, 2018, you moved into your friend Irene, it just says friend Irene, but it sounds like your friend Irene's residence at 521 East Westcott Drive in Phoenix. Upon July 14, go ahead, ma'am.
Maybe she was my sponsor.
Okay. On July 14, 2018, you moved to New Solutions in Phoenix. On July 27, 2018, you moved to One Direction in Phoenix. On August 20, 2018, you moved to V-Ray in Glendale. And then on November 5, 2018, you moved back to the New Solution in Phoenix, and that was your last known residence. It would seem that you were missing from community supervision for 108 days, so where were you living during that time, Ms. Roquet?
Yes, I was in the hospital for a month and a half in the county hospital. Got a pretty serious heart condition. So when I self-surrendered, I had explained that to the manager at the PO's office. And so there's all confirmation at the county hospital for that. They put me in a convalescent home. I've got some major heart problems and a lot of things going on and the cardiac team out there. On top of that, I had just stayed from friend to friend because once I had absconded, I was trying to stay sober and wasn't ready to turn myself in because of medical reasons. I was scared to death to turn myself in for that reason, and up until that point, had stayed in very, very close contact with my PO. So it was,
Well, thank you for being so honest with the board, and I'm sorry to hear about your health problems. You stated that you were in the hospital for about a month and a half, so were you living with friends for the remainder of that time? Is that what you meant to say, or?
So prior to the hospital, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And just at different residences?
I went into a convalescent home, which is kind of like a nursing facility because I had to kind of learn to walk again. I had been through 6 surgeries. It was pretty bad.
How are you feeling now?
I've got a blood clot in my leg.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
I got kidney failure. They just diagnosed me here with stage 3 kidney failure. I've got a enlarged heart that goes 3 times the rate of it. I'm just falling apart at age 50.
I'm sorry to do that, Bill.
I'm scared. Yeah.
You mentioned issues with sobriety. Were you hooked on a drug or alcohol?
Well, yes. And so I did relapse. I was running meetings as a chairperson at the New Solutions. And I wanted to state that when I did speak with my PO, as Sean Hayes, the wonderful PO, by the way. I did let him know there's bedbugs there, and I'm very allergic to them. So he has called One Direction to try to get me back in there, and they were full. And so that was my determining factor. And yes, I know I was wrong, and I take full accountability for that. I lost a lot through this juncture. This has been a very hard lesson for me.
Were there particular drugs that you were more vulnerable to?
Well, I think I got really hooked on medical drugs more than anything. So they had me on a lot of painkillers. So I had gone to pain management. So that was, like oxycodone was my big problem, yes.
And what about alcohol?
So I went to a Shark Tank show with Kevin McCleary, my favorite show, and I had some wine coolers at the show. I had a .05. It was 2 weeks away from graduation from Be Brave. I'd done the counseling. I love Be Brave. So I had done everything up until that point and came home with a .05. So was told that I had a choice to either miss work for 3 days, which would have been my job, which is my career, and or go into the hot room. And so I left Be Brave and called my PO immediately.
Okay. There's also a note here about cocaine. Did you use cocaine occasionally?
Yeah, I slipped. There's quite a few slips in there that you're going to see. Yes, I did, and I let him know also immediately that I was struggling. I have a really tight network of friends in recovery. I think I was just overwhelmed at the time, not to make excuses, but it was hard getting out after the amount of time I had done and encountered some obstacles that I can now look back on and really kick myself hard for. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to take some additional information here from our community corrections officer, Mr. Westby. Yes, sir.
And we're getting referral notes here that Mr. Hayes had been put down, and it appears that on November 14th, 2018, Officer Hayes, it doesn't have anything regarding any conversations he's had with Mr. Roquette, but it does say November 14th, he attempted to contact the offender via phone in regards to her previous phone messages that she had left for him. The phone went to a message and stated the offender's phone messaging system was full. This officer was unable to leave a message for the offender. There's no documentation here about any conversations with Ms. Roquette and Mr. Hayes after she absconded. And November 14th, attempted to contact her at Televerde and was informed by the HR manager that she was no longer employed as of November 3rd, 2018. So there's, regarding any communication or Ms. Roquette keeping in touch with her PO, there's no documentation going on stating that.
Thank you, sir. Ms. Roquette, why did you break off contact with your parole officer?
Well, once I had left, made that final decision that day, I'd gone to see Sean Hayes, and I met with the manager of the parole office as well. And this is after the Shark Tank incident with the .05. I was working at Tillery Corporate. I went in and discussed, why I had left the brain. I also discussed, I took full accountability as far as, yes, I drank three wine coolers at the show and then came back and decided to leave because it was either my job or go to another halfway house. That was approved through the PO. So that was the new solution where I was running meetings out of as well. I'm sorry. I
was told at the time by the manager of the CEO office, I'm sorry, I cannot recall her name, that it was Shantae's manager, that I would be getting an alcohol monitor on my ankle, and as well as going to Sage. I just finished 8 hours of counseling away through Billy Luck's counseling group, and I think I was just, to be honest with you, very frustrated. I made that choice.
Okay, my last question is, without getting too deeply personal about your health, are you receiving any treatment for your heart condition?
Not as of yet. They're taking me every day over at this point to monitor my blood pressure, and I just got an EKG over the weekend, and I guess my biggest concern is the blood clot at this point, which was my cardiac team's biggest fear for me, and so yeah, I'm very frightened.
Okay, ma'am. I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. Have no questions from fellow board members. Ms. Roquet, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you do not repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing, so is there anything else that you feel is important for us to know or understand before we go into discussion? Thank you.
Absolutely, yes. Please, if I may. I would like to request that you consider reinstating me so that I can not only prove to the parole board, but to myself that if I can make it through 6 months of parole, which I know I can, I know that I have my career hopefully still open to me because I did call them. I wasn't fired. I wasn't terminated. I called them and told them I would not be returning. So that is an option for me. But more importantly, to take care of my health. I've got enough for a bachelor's degree right now, and I was just signing up for school to finish my last classes, which I just am in hopes of completing, as well as a very strong support network of my friends who love me very much in recovery and people that believe in me. And we're very saddened to see this all happen. Thank you, board.
Thank you, ma'am. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself under the open meeting laws of Arizona. So if you'll just stay on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, I certainly feel for Ms. Roquet. She sounds like she has some health issues that are pretty serious. She's also had some struggles with substance abuse, which I'm sure didn't help her circumstances, but we certainly recognize that there is a serious problem in the community with substance abuse. The problem I'm struggling with is that she absconded from community supervision for 108 days, and I am just not finding her a suitable candidate for returning to community supervision under these circumstances, especially because we could not monitor her behavior in the community considering everything we've gathered, but that's where I'll begin the discussion. So I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is based on the information provided to this board, warrant number 2018-W3338, our discussion with Ms. Roquet, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as she was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in her criminal razor company, inasmuch as she absconded for 180 days and we could not monitor her behavior in the community, and that is my motion. Second.
Agree.
Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal. Agreed upon by the Honorable Dr. White. The Honorable Mr. Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Ms. Roquet, your supervision has been revoked, but you will be released on October 17, 2019. After that, you will be free and clear of community supervision. You will not have to deal with a parole officer, and you can pursue your own personal interests. We certainly feel for your health condition. Please look into that in the Department of Corrections. Healthcare is available to you, and we do wish you a speedy recovery and a safe return to the community. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and thank you for appearing before the board today, ma'am.
Well, thank you for your time.
Thank you.